Hey guys, this is the Hardball Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now, the item that we have today is actually an upgraded model to one that we started selling a couple of months ago. Now, I absolutely love this product, and I love the one we started selling a couple months ago, but I love this one even more. What this is this is a 7-in-1 charging station that lets you plug in 7 USB ports to be able to charge 7 devices at one time that use USB as their charging cable. So this is a aluminum box that plugs into a regular wall plug. It has a removable 5-foot cable in the back, AC cable, that you can remove and travel with whatever. And it is a 5-foot long cable. It plugs into a single wall plug. And then this is a kind of a square shaped aluminum box here. So you're looking at, it's about, let's see, I'd say about 3 inches wide, about 3 inches. So it's about 3 inches square. And then it's about 1.5 inches tall or thick. And it's solid aluminum. And on the front of it, it has 7 USB ports going across. But the great thing about this is this actually has 5 USB type Cs and 2 standard USBs. So as we are getting further and further progressed in our technology, USB-C is becoming the new standard everywhere, not just in the United States, but over all around the world and so forth. And so this now is going to give you more USB-Cs than standard USBs, which is a good thing, because USB, standard USB, is going to be phased out. Eventually, products aren't even going to use USB anymore. They're going to be USB-C pretty much for everything. So I like that this gives you more USB-Cs than it does standard USBs, but it does still give you a couple of standard USB-As just in case you still have a couple legacy devices that charge with USB-A. And so the way that this is improved and updated is that it is going, instead of the older one we carried, gave you 220 watts of power spread throughout these 7 different ports. And that's still great, but this one actually gives you 260 watts of power now spread through these 7 ports. And what does that mean for you in real world usage? Well, what it means is the old one, if you had a laptop plugged in to the first USB-C port, you would be able to get 65 watts of power, so it would power your laptop or your desktop, as long as your computer would power or charge with 65 watts or under. But if you plugged in two USB-C cables to that 1 and 2 spot, it would drop the wattage down to 45 watts for each one of those. So then if your laptop doesn't, it maybe your laptop needs at least 65 watts to charge. Maybe you had a second laptop, you wanted to be able to plug them both in, and they both needed 65 watts. You wouldn't be able to do that, because the minute you plug in both of these, you know, both the laptops to these number 1 and number 2 USB-C port, it would drop the wattage down to 45 watts. And so if your laptop couldn't charge with 45 watts, then you would be out of luck. It just wouldn't charge. With this new 260 watt power station, you can actually have 2 laptops plugged in to the first and second USB-C port, and they are going to charge at 65 watts apiece. So where the old model would give you 45 watts apiece with 2, this is going to give you 65 watts a piece for two. And it does make a huge difference. I did try it. I've been using this new one now for the last week, and I plugged in two of my laptops to the number one and the number two USB-C port, and my laptops can charge with 65 watts. And so it was able to charge them up even while I was using the laptop and putting, you know, doing stuff with it to cause it to produce more power, it would still be able to raise the battery. Now, on the old one, I could plug my two laptops in, and if I just had the lids closed and then plugged in, I wasn't doing anything, they would still charge. But if I was wanting to use the laptop while they were both plugged in, they wouldn't charge because they would be producing more power than 45 watts. But if I just close the lids and turned them off or whatever, then they would be able to charge with 45 watts. But the minute I started using them, then the wattage would go up and then they wouldn't be able to charge anymore. Well, with this new one, because now they both charge at 65 watts each, I can still do stuff on the laptop and it will still be charging it while I'm actually working on both laptops. So if you have a partner that has a laptop and you have a laptop and you're out somewhere and you both need to charge up your laptops, but you also need to work on them, then you can plug these in and it would charge your laptops even while you're working on them. So very, very cool there. Definitely the extra wattage makes a huge difference. And then the other watt or the other USB-C and the USB ports, they spread out the remaining wattage to be able to charge your other devices as fast as they possibly can. So that means your iPhones, your iPads, your Android devices, your tablets, your Bluetooth stuff. These ports will take the power and put the power over the correct amount of power to the device that needs the most, and then it will funnel power over to the next one in line and so forth and so forth. So basically you've got other ports on here that are going to do 30 watts, 20 watts, 15 watts, and so on. So you can still get a really fast charge even while you're charging your laptops and so forth. Now, I say laptops, you could also use this for your desktops. As long as your desktops don't draw more than 65 watts of power to be able to power them or to be able to charge them, you know, make them work. If it's a big desktop computer, then it's probably going to draw more than 65 watts. But if it's one of the smaller desktop computers, then they probably are going to be fine with the 65 watts. So that's just something you'd have to check. But these, great for laptops, your MacBooks, your Ultrabooks, your netbooks, your laptops and computers that use a USB-C plug in order to power them. That is what this would be for. Now, the ports are running vertical. So starting out, if you orient this where you're looking at the end with all the ports and you orient it so the USB-C ports start on the left, you're going to have five USB-C ports starting on the left going across, and then those are vertical. So when you plug the plugs in, they're going to plug in vertical. And they have some decent space in between them, so even if your USB-C plug is a little bit larger, it's not going to interfere with the one next to it. But you got five USB-C ports going across from left to right, and then to the right of the fifth USB-C port, you have two quick charge standard USB-A ports that are also running vertical. And so that's going to give you seven ports on there. And then the opposite end of where the ports are on this station is where the power cable goes to power the station. So it is removable, so you can travel with it. And like I said, it's 5 foot long. And this is great for if you need to maybe your wall outlet is behind a piece of furniture. Maybe it's behind a table. Maybe it's behind a nightstand or whatever. You could plug this in. This is great to carry with you when you travel someplace. Like if you go to a hotel and they have one plug, it's usually behind the lamp or behind the bed. You could plug this in, and then you and your partner are going to get plenty of ports to be able to charge all your devices, and you won't ever have to reach for that plug at all. The plug that's behind the bed, you've got all the plugs and ports and power coming in this one station. So now this is not pocket size, but it's definitely easy to throw in a bag, a backpack, a purse. You could put this in a purse, carry it with you. Really super well made. It's got all kinds of protection on it. It's got surge protection, overheat protection, overcurrent protection, overload protection, and every kind of protection that you can imagine. So this is going to protect all your devices. And but starting, like, orient yourself where the USB-C ports are going from the left to the right. The first two USB-C ports are number one and number two. And those are the two ports that are designated for the highest amount of wattage. So regardless of whether you're charging a laptop or whether you're charging a Braille display or powering a Braille display or a Victor Stream or a book reader or whatever, the one that you need the most power from, you're going to want to plug those into the first two USB-C ports going from the left to the right. And then after that, you've got USB 3, 4, and 5. And those are going to be for your other devices, like your Bluetooth devices, your Bluetooth earbuds, Bluetooth headphones, your iPhones, your Android phones, your blind shell phones, your things like that that don't necessarily require 65 watts in order to charge. So basically, like your iPhones and stuff easily can charge with 15 watts, 20 watts, 30 watts. So any of those USB-C ports, 3, 4, or 5, it's going to be fine. Just know the first one and two, those are designated for the highest amount of wattage. So just be sure that you plug the things that need the highest amount of wattage into those first two ports. And then, of course, you've got the two standard USB-A ports that, again, are going to charge at like 15 and 20 watts. And those would be plenty for Bluetooth stuff, iPhones, Android phones, things like that. So guys, this is a really awesome power station. It's small enough to throw in a bag or backpack or purse, but it's got so many ports on it. You can do seven devices at one time. And I love the upgrade where now it's doing 65 watts of power on number one and two USB-C port, and not having you lose power when you plug two of them in and dropping it down to 45 watts. So that is what this 260 watt station is going to do for you guys. And it's just a really must have. This is something I have one here next to me by my chair. I use it every day. And then I have one out on my patio that I use for my stuff out there. So this is a great device to have, and is one of the coolest things that we've had in a long time. Even the older one I loved, but this newer one with the extra wattage is even better. So these are brand new in the box. They're a gray aluminum. They look like something that Apple would sell. They're very Apple quality, very Apple-esque. And yeah, they come with the removable AC cord and then the station itself. So if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com, and our website is harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.